Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to an interview today with AD. With her music, we're going to be playing a lot of different songs here, pop kind of songs, it sounds like to me. How you doing?
I'm doing great today. Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Okay, just kind of give us a little background on how your music and everything comes, you know, what you started out at and things like that in the music.
Well, sure. So first, Aedi means song in Greek mythology, and Aedi was the muse in Greek mythology. So I chose the name to have affiliation with inspiration and the muse. And I formed the project way back around 2005 or 6, and have since kind of developed it. I've, you know, released a few albums over the years. And right now I'm excited that I just released a new album called Skeletons of the Muse, and that was in April of 2012. And it, as you noted, it's a compelling pop for your heart. So fans of folks like Ingrid Michaelson, Regina Spektor, Feist, and Lily Allen, you know, might resonate with this music. And that's a good start.
Okay, I kind of got them, it kind of puts them in a random order here on the playlist. The first one I'm going to play is Gravity. What's the story behind that one?
So the story behind Gravity is that the idea of having, it's sort of a pixie-like vibe of unrelinquished love, relinquishment. And it's about the feeling of gravity's effects on your heart when somebody else's heart has moved on. So it's kind of a boy meets girl tale. And, you know, it takes place after they supposedly had, you know, some great love, and then they come back, but one of them has already moved on, and the other one, you know, still has feelings. That's the best way to describe it.
Okay. Let's listen to it then.
Okay.
Here we go. Thinking during the song, and what's your usual procedure? Do you use a certain studio, or you have a studio in your house, or how do you record your music?
So I start usually by having an idea for lyrics and melody that I get down on somewhat of a demo, and I have, you know, some home recording like Pro Tools and stuff like that that I'll use, and then I usually, you know, pass ideas on to my producer. And then, you know, we sort of collaborate that way, and he pulls the right people onto the project and, you know, gets the recording going that way. So lately it's been a lot more remote, you know, recordings than having everybody get together in a studio. But the songs that you hear, some of them on Skeletons of the Muse, some of them were done in studio in L.A., and some of them were done remotely.
Okay, so really... I mean, as far as the music, it doesn't really make that much difference which way you do it then, right?
Well, I mean, there's different things, I would say, you know, that you can bring to the table by both ways happening. I mean, if I had a band that I played with all the time, you know, it's a really different scenario when you have a band and they know the songs backwards and forwards, right? And then they go into a studio and record because they have all the parts worked out. You know what I mean? So it's a very different thing than working with session musicians on these kind, you know, this kind of music. So I was really fortunate to have some great, great players, you know, folks that have played with a lot of my idols, like Fiona Apple and Alanis Morissette and, you know, Sam Phillips and a lot of, you know, great singer-songwriters that got to play on the recording. So from that perspective, they're just so stellar, you know, that it really doesn't matter, you know, whether we're in the studio or they do it when I'm not there.
Okay, you have a website, I'm sure, that people can go to. What is it?
Well, I have lots of websites, so I connect very heavily online. The first one would be my own website, aedemuse.com, and that's www.aedemuse.com. And then on Facebook and Twitter, I'm aedemuse at Twitter, and I'm aedemusemusic at Facebook. And then I'm sure there's, you know, much more. So if we do a podcast, I can, you know, give you some links too. But those are some good ways to get a hold of me: my website, Facebook, Twitter.
Okay, where's your music available, you know, if people were interested in buying your music?
Yeah, so they can buy the physical copies. Right now they can buy it from me and I think from Amazon. And I'm getting a bunch of distribution so that it'll be in stores. And that's happening right now. Since it just came out in April, we're still, you know, in process with getting that physical distribution. But people who want to buy it can go to my website, click on the buy link, and get the physical. If they want the digital, they can go to iTunes or Amazon and search Aedee, A-O-E-D-E, and Skeletons of the Muse, and they can get that on iTunes.
Okay. The next song I'm looking at is Love Proof. What's the story behind that one?
Oh, so that's about falling in love with love. And so basically it's a poppy, it's a ukulele-based kind of a tune. It's very catchy and has some, you know, great vocal backups and some vocals, and it's fun. It's kind of, you know, probably my most commercial tune. So see what folks think.
Okay, let's go ahead and play it then. Love Proof.
Show me how to do this thing called love.
I don't know how many of these. I've got like 14 songs. They're not all off the new CD, though, right? Some of them are older, aren't they?
I'm sorry. Are you asking on the new album? There's 13 tracks on the new album.
Oh, okay. 13 tracks. Then, so I guess that's where I've got mostly the new one then.
Yeah, yeah. The ones that I sent you a link was the new album. I have a couple of albums before that as well, but, you know, the latest ones, I'm, yeah, excited about them.
Yeah. Let's see. The next one that I'm looking at here is What You Got. What's the story behind that one?
So this one is kind of what I consider sort of a inspirational, an very anthemic song. It's intended to help people. You know, when life is hurling lemons, for example, at you, when you can't get out of bed, all those things, when things aren't going your way, it's a reminder that you have to do what you can with what you got.
Okay. I live in a lemon grove. So let's see what this one sounds like. What you got?
You make lemons, right? You make lemonade when life gives you lemons.
Okay, here we go.
Take it. get out of bed today. And you've been told 30 days is all you get, and you just put down your cap. When all you can do is cry till soon. You gotta do what you can with what you got. You gotta move to the groove with what you got. You gotta go on with the flow. Just take it slow and do what you can with what you got. Whether you like it or like it not, and whether he loves you or loves you not, it's what you got, what you got. When you no longer fit inside your jeans, when mom is a total drama queen,
when you say push it, you mean as a single, or, you know, do you mean to radio, or do you mean to...
Now, are you aware of how the internet radio works?
Am I aware of... Sorry, one more time.
Internet radio, there's internet radio networks, you know. I used to be on the Live 365 network.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Have you heard of that?
I am. Yeah, there's a lot of different radio networks and podcasts that have... you know, broadcast some of these new tunes, yeah.
Yeah, well, this one I'm talking about, I've been pushing it pretty hard to all of them because, I mean, you know, it's got a real, it's really good, let's put it that way. The next one that we're in play is Bittersweet. What's that one about?
So Bittersweet is a tale of, here, hold on, let me actually get to this one. So I would say it acknowledges my dark side, kind of the dark side and dirty laundry of the past. And the way I see it is you taste both the good and bad in somebody that you love. So the title, Bittersweet, is kind of talking about both of those, right? It's both bitter and sweet in somebody that you love.
Okay, yeah. It's hard to believe you got a bitter side, but go ahead. okay, let's play this one and see what we get. Here we go, Bittersweet.
Noise.
Been on Django. I tried that. I'm primarily focused right now on Reverb Nation. That's where I'm finding a lot of really neat, you know, talented other artists and musicians and fans, and finding that a great network. But yes, I've tried Django. Do you like that one?
Well, I was just wondering. Did you have to pay for that one, right?
Yeah, Django. I think for plays and things, I think you do have to go through that kind of a pay process.
Okay, have you ever heard of Loudcaster.com?
Say it one more time.
Loudcaster.
Loudcaster?
Yeah, it's another internet radio network you might be interested in
cool.
trying to get your music onto.
Cool. Well, what I would suggest is maybe, you know, offline, maybe sending me a list, you know, but then we can also, you know, make it available for other people who might be interested too.
Okay, also I was going to tell you, if you got any other friends of yours that's got, you know, good music, I'd be interested
cool.
in talking to them.
Okay.
All the people that you're talking about on Reverb Nation and that you're running into here and there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The next song I'm looking at right now is Can't Stop the Music. What's the story behind that one?
Well, that one is a pretty easy one that talks about how there's music everywhere. And it's like everywhere that I would turn, for example, it seemed like there was music emanating. And I actually got the inspiration, I think, a long time ago when I had seen a Bjork video and listened to, you know, Bjork's song, that she used machines and she used them in a very musical way. And it kind of inspired that idea that music is everywhere. And, you know, more importantly, I can't stop it because it's inside me. So that's kind of the concept behind the song.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Can't Stop the Music.
Monday, Tuesday, same old alarm ring. Wheels peel down roads unseen. The bridge is humming, the coffee is babbling. And every dog barks, a train rolls over. Flashing phone.
there's like three songs that are on your on the music that you sent me, and this is one of them that really hit me. And this one, I don't know if you've had any reaction from this or not, but it's like it's a total almost departure from what everything else on your CD sounds like. Does that give you an idea of what I'm talking about?
Well, it could be Skeletons.
No, it's Crave Me.
Crave Me. Oh, very interesting. So you want the story behind
the
that?
It's almost like you unleash your inner, I don't know what you would call it, but it's like you turn it all loose there. You really let it go out, you know, on that song.
Yeah. So Crave Me was one from originally from Affair with the Muse, which was the album just before Skeletons. And what happened, you know, to put Skeletons and the Muse together, we had seven songs from Affair with the Muse that were remixed and mastered with new elements, and then these six new songs, a lot of which you're playing today. So Crave Me is one that is a sort of, like I guess the way you would put it is when your partner, if you want to reignite the spark, that's kind of, you know, where Crave Me came from. It's sort of about reigniting that spark and the passion if you've lost it.
Yeah, and if I was you, I'd be pushing it because that's going to get you. It's an ear catcher. Okay.
Thank you.
Let's play it right now. Crave Me. Seconds so they can get those commercials in there without taking too
yeah.
much airtime up. I think, and that's got a good hook on it.
Thank you.
It's easy to, I mean, once you hear it one time, it's kind of like you candy or something, you want to hear it again. You know, your ears like it.
That's great.
That's the way. And I got a couple more that I want to talk to you about down here a little bit further. The next one is Days Like This. What's this one about?
So Days Like This is kind of hearkening back to the magic of childhood. You know how sometimes life was a lot easier way back, and it's sort of a pensive tale of longing for that easiness that we once had as children. And no one said the world, you know, life, love would be so hard, especially when looking back on the magic and ease of being a kid. But no one said life would hold so much beauty and wonder either.
Okay, let's go ahead and listen to it in Days Like This.
Quirky, if you notice, and you'll get this sense in the beginning, the instrumentation even is quirky. And one little known fact, just, you know, incidentally about the recordings, is that the piano part of it was David Palmer, and he was playing inside the piano. So that was kind of fun, you know, he kind of played with paper inside the piano and you know, created all kinds of neat effects that you'll hear. And the tale itself is intended for all of us who think we've had closure and finally moved on, just to find that simple reminders, you know, like the certain sense, or, you know, hearing an old song or reading a letter, they bring back that unexpected wave of emotion. And that's what it is. You're, you know, questioning whether your heart can ever stop feeling.
Yeah, I think it's a great concept, and you really put it nicely in the lyrics. I really enjoyed it. So
thank you.
Let's play it right now. Does your heart ever stop feeling? Not going away. That's people's going to feel that forever, you know.
Thank you. That's a nice feedback for that. Thanks.
Yeah, now I'm going to skip down. I got some songs ahead of it, but I want to make sure I get this one in. There's another one here that gives me, it kind of got to me when I heard it. It's If You Already Knew. I really like the concept on that one.
Well, that one is what if you could basically change time? You know what I mean? If you could go back, what might you do differently if you already had that insight? It's not really, you know, it's sort of metaphorically. It's not saying, you know, we know you can't go back, but it's the idea of if you could, you know, how might you think differently?
Yeah, everybody, that's another universal theme that you hit on that, you know, isn't usually written much about in music. And I think everybody that hears this song, it's gonna trigger memories in their, you know, from their childhood or wherever. You know, some of the things they wish they would have done different, or some of the things they're glad they did this way or that way, you know.
Yeah, it sort of goes through the stages of life and, you know, hits that nostalgia.
Okay, well, let's play it next. If You Already Knew. Feedback are you getting on that song right there?
Oh, I think the most people who have heard it have told me that it strikes a chord, you know what I mean? It's very moving for them. And I've heard nothing but great feedback on the album, so sometimes I don't hear on the individual songs, you know?
It reminds me of a musical, kind of a musical mini fairy tale or something, you know?
It's a little cabaret.
And the emotions that it brings out.
That's nice.
It makes people think about things they're in such a hurry they don't think about it, and they get to think about their whole life in one little song right there, yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's a little cabaret-esque, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, the next one I'm going to play is Skeletons, because that one seems to be one of your favorites, and I don't want to miss it. Let's see, what's the story behind it?
Well, Skeletons is a lot about kind of the dark side. I guess I would say it was looking at making amends and friends, you know, with my past, my present, and kind of my uncertain future. And I guess basically, you know, the specter of all the things that we can't know, it's kind of a revelation of a private darkness and my own journey. I think that's, you know, that's a great way to frame it. I think you'll hear what it's about, really, when you listen.
Okay, let's do it now. Skeletons. Okay, Skeletons. We've got time for, I think, one more song here, and the two that look like they'll fit in is Fall on Your Deaf Ears or Fairy Tale Love. Which one would you rather have me play?
Let's go with Fairy Tale, because then I can kind of promote the new video for it.
There's
a new video for Fairy Tale Love, so check that out. It's a lot of fun. It's partial animation, and Fairy Tale Love is basically the I call it one part Disney and two parts Fractured Fairy Tale, and it's kind of a tale of magic and, you know, the love we dream about when we're young but told to grow out of when we get older, and we want to believe in magic and dreams.
Okay, well, it was a pleasure playing your music and having you on the show today. I really enjoy your music. I think it's
Thank you. Every one of them has got
a unique sound to them. They're not carbon copies of each other, you know.
Yeah, I thank you so much. And feel free to contact me and, you know, send on all your contacts of where you think it might good get good play. I'm open to that.
Okay, we'll talk with you soon then. We're going to play Fairy Tale Love. Here we go.
Charmed life.